Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest are Trish Turner Custard and Nancy Keene, organizers for the Women's March Juno 2019. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
This is the third annual Women's March, correct?
That's correct.
Would one of you please tell us how this event got started and how you got involved?
Well, the Women's March first originated in 2017 in response to the 2016 presidential election. It was rather kind of a knee-jerk catharsis type coming together of people to, at that time, really, it was a protest type of an event. Since then, it has developed more into protesting for things instead of against things. So we're coming together every year. This will be the third time that we've done it here in Juneau to talk about issues that affect us all and to motivate and to energize people to go out and change themselves and their lives for the better.
And were you involved in the first march?
I wasn't. I came to the first march, but I was not involved organizing until the second march.
Okay. I was also at the first two marches and really excited about the turnout at both. So, Nancy, what are some of the reasons that you're motivated to participate in or to help organize the Women's March?
I got involved at the very beginning as well, and so I feel like if we are not going to be active in the events that are happening in our country, then there's a lot of moments where you say to yourself, you know, I probably should have stepped up. And so that's really what's driving me. I think about my children and my grandchildren, and that pushes me a lot as well. I also think about how important it is for us to come together as communities and to think about what is actually happening in our own backyards. And let's do something about some of the social progresses that we want to make. And one of the big burning issues that really is driving me right now is the MMIW, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. So I'll speak about that a little bit in just a minute.
I see you've got your red shirt on.
I do.
Is that
yes.
why you wore that
yes.
today?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So what are some of the other themes or maybe some of the successes that we're celebrating this year with the march?
Well, the general theme for this march, the National March, is the Women's Wave, to celebrate the historic number of women elected into office during the last election cycle. So that's a big thing. And right here in Juneau, we see it all around us. We have so many, what, 6 out of 9 women in the assembly. We have two local new women in the legislature. So it's that is the main emphasis, the Women's Wave. But then we also want to celebrate women in other than elected offices, the women really stepping up, holding, we'll call it office, even though they're not elected office, but holding leadership positions all throughout their communities.
The past two marches have had some great speakers, really inspiring stuff. So I'm anxious to hear who is on the agenda this year.
Well, that's an interesting question, and I'm happy to answer it. So we reached out to our Ahkwan people. We have Fran Houston, who is the Ahkwan spokesperson, coming to welcome us. We're going to have Marie Olson, who is the opposite, that is going to bring the balance, and that'll just get us off to a good start because we always want to think about trying to bring and maintain balance in what we do and everything we do, everyday life. From there, we're going to the people that I can think of right off the top of my head. So John Garcia is going to speak about the power of matrilineal systems and men advocating for women. Mitchiana Hutcherson is going to speak about the MMIW, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. Allison Caputo will be the transgender voice. And we have Melanie Brown speaking about the environment. David Abad, who is helping men to be advocates, and Sandy Edwardson, get out the vote in elections.
Another all-star lineup.
It is. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's something else. Yep.
And I wanted to mention that people should come a little bit beforehand because the Pride Chorus is going to be there performing.
Thank you. Oh, cool.
Yeah, for 15 minutes before the 10 o'clock kickoff to the rally.
That's great. What an excellent way to get the crowd warmed up.
Exactly.
Okay. And then after the march goes from the Capitol down to Centennial Hall, and then there's an action fair following the march. Would you tell us a bit about that?
Correct. If people were at the first march, they might remember that a similar thing happened. We marched down to the Jack at that time, and there were community organizations with tables set up to give people the opportunity to interact with them, to get ideas on things that they could do to help the different organizations. So it'll be a similar type fair this time. We have the League of Women Voters, Planned Parenthood, AWARE, Family Promise, CASA, Alaska State Employees. The list goes on and on. I think we have about 20 to 25 different organizations that are going to be there. They're all going to have an action item that people can take home with them if they do want to participate in the missions of the organizations.
What are some of the actions you're hoping people will take as a result of that?
Well, I know the League of Women Voters is going to have letters that we can send to our representatives, especially about some domestic abuse situations that are happening. What would I want to call them?
Domestic violence?
Domestic
the
violence
DV.
Laws and
DV.
Such
yes.
that, have,
right.
that need to be enacted. And I don't quite know what – we've just left it up to the organizations. You're going to have an organization there, aren't you, the Missing
– We will have a table for MMIW, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. There's a couple of other hashtags as well. MMIWG, that's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. There's also another one, MMIRNB, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives No Borders, because it's a huge issue. And
global
it's,
issue.
Yes, thank you. Global issue. And that is the proper term. And that's really what we'd like to talk about when we're at this informational
Nancy,
event.
Nancy, what about the Red Dress Project?
So part of the march is going to be a call to action for this MMIW. And we're marching for our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. We are carrying a red dress to honor our missing and murdered relatives. And one red dress equals one missing and murdered Indigenous woman. So you'll see that there. And we are marching for social progress. And I want to just add... I thought this was so wonderful. We've had all these women that were just inaugurated. I mean, they were just sworn into their offices. And the idea that these women are coming into these prominent national positions, in the words of Representative Deb Haaland, a Democratic representative from New Mexico, she has said, we need to make this a national conversation. And I totally agree. And I've heard other young women already say, in their own words, it feels like we're a target, which I think is really
scary.
We need to talk about it.
And as part of the push to bring more awareness to this during the Women's March, in addition to carrying red dresses, you're also encouraging attendees to wear red?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Yep. Wear red, carry red. There's going to be quite a few dance group people that are going to be there with their drums and regalia. There's going to be some people with their faces painted. It's really going to be something. So I'm really excited about this year. And I just think we did such a wonderful job with the planning. The ladies that I'm working with on this organizing committee, just awesome. All of it is just, it feels good from the start. So I know that.
I'm not surprised to hear that at all. I wouldn't expect anything less. One of my favorite parts about participating in the march is seeing all the posts on social media from all around the world. Is there, you already mentioned a few hashtags, hashtag MMIW and a couple of others. Any other particular hashtag or tags that we should be using if we take pictures and share them?
Yeah, I'd recommend the big one is hashtag Women's Wave without the apostrophe.
Yeah.
So hashtag Women's Wave, that'll get you hooked up to everything that's happening all throughout the country with the sister marches.
On the national level, yes, because there's quite a bit going on all across the country.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Trish Turner-Custard and Nancy Keene, and they are organizers for the Women's March Juneau 3rd Annual. It will be held this Saturday, January 19th, beginning at 10 a.m. on the Capitol steps, and a little bit before that with the Pride Chorus, welcoming everyone to the start of the march. And then there will be speakers, and then we'll proceed with a march to Centennial Hall, where the Women's March Action Fair will be set up and held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's this Saturday, the 19th. Trish, Nancy, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you want to add?
We just hope that people turn out for this. This is a time to hear your neighbors speak out on issues that affect everyone. So please come on down. It's a positive thing. It's open to absolutely everyone.
And I concur as well. What I really want to say is Gunukchish Hatjig Ade. Thank you, everyone. We hope to see you there.
Thank you both.